Hello, folks. My name is Nick Miller, and I'm your adult ministry resident serving at B4 Church for the next year or so. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. We live in a hectic and chaotic world. It's easy to feel overwhelmed or afraid. Let's take a moment together to simply rest in the presence of the God who sees us and holds us in His hands. Close your eyes if you can. Take a deep breath in and imagine you are breathing in God's love and peace. And as you breathe out, imagine yourself breathing out any anxiety, worries, cares, or fears that you have. Continue breathing in this way as the music plays.
Water, you live in water.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 56. We will be reading from the NIV. Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Let's take a moment and reflect on this passage. What stands out to you in the psalm? Can you relate to the feelings and experiences the writer is describing? And what might God be saying to you today through these words? What can man do to me? We are so blessed to have a God who loves and cares for us. It can be easy in moments of pain and strife to be overwhelmed and forget his great love. Yet his love is a whelming wave. Even when we are afraid, we can have faith in the power of his love for us. It turns back those who would bring us harm and allows us to walk in the hope and joy of his love. For we have been delivered from the danger and death of sin by the grace and love of God. As you go through your day or week, remember that the Lord is with you, not because of anything you or anyone else did or can do. He is our rescue, our strong tower, our peaceful shelter in times of danger, because he loves us. There is nothing that his boundless strength and love cannot accomplish. No enemy, trial, or suffering too great. He has our lives and our world in his hands, all with our well-being at heart. Truly, we are blessed by our Father's love. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. We serve a trustworthy God. Take a few moments to thank God for the ways he has proven himself faithful in your life. In this psalm, the writer honestly shares his feelings with God, his fears and his troubles. Spend a few moments sharing with God your current feelings. Follow the psalmist's example and be honest and vulnerable with God. Let's finish our prayer time together by presenting those who are currently experiencing oppression and persecution to God. If a person or people group come to mind, pray for them by name. You can also pray more generally for the persecuted church around the world. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode on our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teachings on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thanks for listening and have a great day.